Please be seated. If you're an adult, if you are a teenager or a child, I'd invite you to come on up. Am I mic'd? You can hear me? Okay. Come on, you guys. Hello. Hello. And if you need to bring a parent with you, that's fine. Let's have a seat on the steps. Perfect. So this is a special Sunday here. Does anybody know why? Anybody know why? Alyssa, why is this a special Sunday? Because it's Family Liturgy Sunday. Okay. So what that means is we always welcome children, of course, but sometimes during the first part of the service, you're in church school, which is a wonderful thing, but once a month, right? I'm still learning. Once a month, we have family service. So that means that instead of me talking, or Mother Alyssa or Reverend Dorothy talking to the grown-ups in grown-up ways, we sit on the steps, and the children's choir sings, and a member, one of the children or a teenager does a reading, so we like to really focus. So, here's what I want to talk to you about. How many of you has ever used a computer or an iPhone? You have your own? Whoa. How many, actually, you could all raise your hands, too. Who's used a remote control?
I have a broken phone.
You have a broken phone? Well, that's part of having a phone. And actually, that fits right in. So, and at your home, do you have phones that you can just pick up and walk around? Okay. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. When I was your age, we didn't have computers. You knew that? So instead of computers, we had something called typewriters. So if you wanted to type something, you had to take a piece of paper and put it in. And when I was really little, we had electricity. But we didn't have an electric... we didn't have electric typewriters. So what you had to do, and you had to push the keys down to type something. And if you made a mistake, oh man, you couldn't just back up and delete. You had to erase it or whatever. And we didn't have remote controls for the TV, so you know what? If you're watching TV and your brother leaves the room or your sister and you're going to watch your favorite show, you had to stand up and walk over to the TV and turn the channel and then sit down. I know. Oh, my gosh. And, hang on one second, and when we talked on the phone, most people's phones now, you can walk around the town talking on the phone, you have speakers. Oh, no, in the old days, there was two parts of the phone, and it was attached to the wall. So if the phone's attached to the wall, you had to sit there. And then that was the part that you, well, you pushed the buttons or you dialed. That's a whole other story. And then the part that you talked on was connected to the phone by this curly Q cord. I actually have one of these. Next time I'll bring it. Anyway, so if you wanted to talk on the phone, you had to sit still and just talk on the phone. So a lot of things have changed over the years. And then another thing, when I was your age, and actually until about 10 years ago, if you went to the doctor and you were sick and the doctor wanted you to have some medicine, the doctor would give you a piece of paper called a script or a prescription, and the doctor would write on it. And then you or your mom or dad or ma or would go to the drugstore and hand the piece of paper to the person. Now, if you go to the doctor puts it in the computer, zippo, whammo, bango, it goes to the drugstore and you can pick up your prescription. So I was thinking about this because often if people come to see me, I will give them a prescription. A prescription's like what you should do or an idea. I will give someone a prescription for prayers. And so I was thinking about it one day and I was always finding little scraps of paper and writing things down. And someone said one day, I handed him a piece of paper with some prayers on it, and he said, I feel like I'm at the prayer doctor. So I said to myself, Reb G, maybe this is what you should do. So I printed up these prayers, which say, or the cards, and it says Reb G's PX. And it's written, because RX is a prescription, and PX, this has to do with Greek letters having to do with Christianity. So what I did today is I wrote up a bunch of prescriptions to give to you guys. And it's old-fashioned, but I'd much rather do this than give it to you on your computer. So I'm going to give them to you in just a minute, but I wanted to say, in the gospel today, when Jesus was talking with the disciples, do you know what a disciple is?
Yeah.
What? Exactly, Jesus' friends, yes. First they were called disciples because he was the teacher and they were the students. And that's a it comes from the Latin word meaning discipula, which means student. And then at the dinner, he said, "You're my friends." So what are friends? How would you describe a friend? Yes. Someone that you know, yep. And what do you do with your friends? Anybody? Yeah. You play. And let's see if someone else has. Would you like to say something? Okay. How about you? Do you have friends? Yeah. What do you do with your friends?
Play with them.
You play with them. Okay. And a friend could be someone to help you out if you have a.
I play with Angie. Broke my leg because I was playing with mommy's water.
Oh no. Well, you know what? Sometimes when we play, things get broken, but we still play with our friends, right? Because we love our friends. So what Jesus was telling, it was all grown-ups at the table, but it's for us, it's for kids too. What he was saying was, I want you to be like me, and I want you to love people the way I love people. And some of the ways that Jesus loved people, the disciples, his friends, was he would be kind to them. He would tell them nice things about themselves. If they were sick, he would try to make them feel better. And even if you can't make somebody all healthy again, it really feels good when someone cares. If he saw someone fall down, he would help them up. And sometimes, and he said this very kindly, but if someone did something wrong, he would say, you know, this is not okay. This is not cool. I don't think Jesus said cool, but the same idea from those days. So what we try to do when we come to church is to learn about how Jesus was so we can go back into the world, whether you go to school or the gym or the playground or just to your own house, and we try to love each other. It's not always easy to love everybody, right? Because sometimes people cause us problems, but we still try. And sometimes we cause a problem for someone, right? And we want them to love us anyway, right? Will that be a good thing? So I have, actually I have a whole, you know what? Since I've got a few, I'm going to give you each a few of these prescriptions, and you can give them out to people in your seat. And these are just some of the ideas that Jesus gave us. And this is the sort of thing. Just like when the doctor, like if the doctor might tell you to eat something or have a certain kind of medicine, you try to follow it, and that helps you to be like Jesus. And this is the thing. Close your eyes for just a minute. Everybody close their eyes just for a minute. Imagine a world where everybody was kind to people, and everybody tried to help each other out, and everybody said please and thank you, and everybody had fun together. Is that a world you want to live in?
Yeah.
Good. Good answer. Yes. Okay. So I also wanted to say thank you for coming up. And I wanted to let you know that it's really important to us that we have children in church. We're really glad you're here. And you know what? How's this? Someday, one of you in about 20 or 30 years, you might be up here talking to little boys and girls, and they may have inventions and things that you didn't even have growing up. So someday, like me, you'll be talking about the olden days. Well, thank you for coming up. You can go back to your parents now.